This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Our guest on Bent Notes tonight is a composer, an educator, an improviser, and a player of woodwind instruments that include flute, alto flute, bass flute, alto sax, and the C melody sax, a musician who visited us last year before performing in duet last year with harp at the Wangaratta Cathedral. This year, Belinda Woods will be performing with her own six-piece ensemble that's called Low Res, and another ensemble that sounds very relaxed called Slipper. It's my pleasure to welcome to the Bent Note Studio, Belinda Woods.
Thank you for having me.
Even have our studio audience giving you the applause. It's great to have you in studio again, Belinda.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
If we look back to last year and the Wangaratta Festival, flute and harp in the cathedral in that beautiful space.
Yeah, that was gorgeous.
An amazing acoustic.
Yep.
What are your memories of that particular gig?
I don't have a lot of specific memories, particularly when gigs are going really well. Everything just kind of, you're not quite present as such. So it must have been a good gig because I don't really remember much of it. It just feels good, and you're riding the waves of the music, and
And you had a marvellous audience last year.
Had a fantastic audience, yeah.
I think the cathedral almost full.
Yeah.
With this harp and flute just migrating around the cathedral.
Yeah.
Beautiful sound indeed.
It was a great location for us, that's for sure, yeah.
What are some of the challenges presented when you're working in a duo?
I guess you really have to work hard because there's not much time for sitting out and listening to someone else, you know, take a solo like in a six-piece band. It's about the constancy and keeping the energy going, and mostly it's not a challenge, it's a joy.
It's a joy.
Yeah.
Well, music is a joy generally, isn't
it? That's right, yeah.
It's just that when you've got different groups, there's different challenges presented in getting to the end product.
Yeah.
If you're all
actually, I've thought of a challenge.
Oh, have you?
Moving the harp.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's a big instrument.
It's huge. Yep. Takes a number of people and, yeah.
I imagine it's rather heavy. I've never tried lifting
it. Yeah, it
harp.
Is really heavy. Yeah. And going from flute, like bringing my flute in, and then all of a sudden it's like, what?
Your challenges this year at Wangaratta are a little bit different because you're playing not in a two-piece but in a six-piece group. Mm-hmm. And you're playing across two groups, across 2 days of the festival.
Yep.
What are the differences in the challenges when you're playing in a six-piece? Is it more challenging or less challenging? Or just different?
Well, it's just different. Yeah, you've got more people to go astray. And because the nature of the music is that we can kind of go off anywhere, you know, and just, you know, you're keeping track of everyone and making sure we get back to the compositional elements, you know, in the right fashion. That'd be the challenge. Yep.
You're playing in two groups this year.
Yep.
Slipper, which is led by Alastair Watts. Mm-hmm. Is it as relaxing as the name suggests?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. We play as acoustically as possible, and it's quite mellow. Mellow music, very interesting, very beautiful stuff.
That band is Alastair Watts and crew.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different instrumentation to your group?
Slightly. There's four of the same people between the groups, and so the drummer and the saxophonist are different members, but the rest of us are the same.
And with a different styling in what
different
you do.
Style, yeah. So Alastair, I also play with him in another group called Bojazz. So we're working in three different bands, but the three different bands have completely distinctive sounds because the music is written by different people. And it's really interesting to work with, you know, closely with just a few people and be producing a different, working on someone else's sound and still keeping our own integrity. And, it's quite fascinating that we can sound so different.
It's intriguing to think that there's such commonality amongst the groups and yet you do have that different sound.
Mm, yeah.
Do you ever walk into a rehearsal and get the wrong group in your mind?
I've brought the wrong music. sheet music, that's for sure.
That could be rather challenging.
Yeah. Well, who am I playing with? What's this band tonight?
Now, Slipper is performing in the St. Pat's Hall on Saturday, November 4 from 2 to 3pm, part of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been going to the festival before?
Well, this will only be the second time.
The second year.
So, yeah.
How did you find being at the festival for the first time last year performing?
It was great. It was great, yeah. We got there and the atmosphere was all... It was raining, but everyone was out in the streets and enjoying themselves and, yeah, it was great. So I'm looking forward to this year.
Our guest tonight on Bent Notes is composer, improviser, educator and musician Belinda Woods. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
You are listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9. Our guest is composer, improviser, educator and musician Belinda Woods, who is performing in a couple of bands at Wangaratta this year. You've got your own band performing, your own ensemble called Low Res.
Yes.
How much different is Low Res's repertoire to that of Slipper?
It's... you asked very challenging questions. How different is it? I really don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I found the question... my guest can't answer. Where do I go from here?
If I was to describe the music...
Yeah, let's describe it.
Let's go there. So when I'm writing the music, I usually start from, composing a groove. So it's really, really groove-based, really focused on the bass player. And then I construct, like, interweaving melodies for all the other musicians to play. So there's three people in the horn section. There's a flute, trumpet and saxophone. And so the focus is really to create independent lines for us all to really, to create more interest in the music. I think that's what, really sets Low Res apart. Yeah, is that kind of compositional technique.
Individual lines for the instruments.
Individual lines that all work together. So it's kind of a layering process. And each instrument's kind of singing its own song, but together it works in this, quite a thick texture, beautiful in
and
my mind.
And do you build it up literally layer by layer?
Yeah.
Or do you write it all at once?
It depends on the composition, but sometimes it's like we just listened to the Goodnight Pharmaceutical Company. That definitely built layer by layer. Other pieces, they all kind of come in together. Yeah, it really depends on the inspiration.
When you're writing like that, do you... write in front of a piano and play all the notes, or do you actually are you able to hear in your mind what you're writing?
Again, that really depends. Yeah, so a lot of the time ideas come to me if I'm like riding a bike or something. I have to be on the move, and it's something comes to me, and so I keep it in my head and kind of constructing something, and I run home and try and write it down, and so then I jump on the piano or jump on my flute and try and catch the ideas. And then there's another part of the process, which is really kind of exploring those ideas just to see how far I can take them. Because without that exploration, they don't kind of, in my mind, they're not fully fleshed out.
Starting with something and then stopping straight away doesn't resolve it.
No, I need to keep building. I can need to keep developing and seeing where I can take it. Yeah.
How often do you find that you've written a piece and it works first and only time that you don't change it?
Oh, about 20-30%, yep.
And when you do write your songs and you get into the band playing, how do you incorporate the individual characteristics of the musicians into that piece?
Well, in a way, when I'm writing the music, I'm thinking I've got that their sound in my mind and the way they like to play. So in a way, I'm building them into the composition. But then, giving everyone a space to improvise and take the work in their own place. I think that's really where it happens.
That is really where jazz comes to the fore. It's the individual musicians doing their own thing.
Yep.
And when it works very,
it really
very well.
Works, yeah.
Have you written songs that you have tried and tried and just don't work?
Yep.
What do you do with them?
Just put them aside and...
Do you ever go back to them and rework them and find that they do eventually work?
Yeah, sometimes they work with different people. but not yeah, in the context, the original context, or they worked in the original context and I want to introduce them to low res, say, and it's just all of a sudden it's just not really gelling, so that's all right.
So some composition is for specific groups of people, other compositions for specific entities.
Yeah, and some just work wherever they go.
Why is it important to you to be a member of multiple groups?
Inspiration. Yeah, inspiration and to be challenged in different ways. You know, I really like the way I'm influenced by other people and other people's music. And it, it's fruitful.
Now, you're also a session musician.
Yep.
And an educator.
Yep.
As well as being a performing musician.
Yep.
Is there an aspect that you enjoy more than the others, or do they all contribute to your overall musicianship?
They do all contribute, definitely. Even as an educator, by discussing musical concepts and working through things and coming into contact with many, many individuals who have their own ways of approaching music, that all definitely feeds in and helps me grow as a musician. So I really value that. My favourite place really is in low res. That's where I feel things are really happening.
Is that because it's your music, or is it because it's my music? Type of music that you've written?
Yes, it's because it's my music, and it's because it's with those players, and I feel like it really, really works. It's very, very satisfying and exciting.
Certainly interesting and good use of time to have a listen to the low res albums. There's two of them so far. The latest one being La Sortie,
yes,
from low res. As you mentioned, the Goodnight Pharmaceutical Company. Some interesting names for songs around the place. That's one of the better ones I've heard.
Okay.
Why is it called the Goodnight Pharmaceutical Company?
Well, when I was writing it was one of those pieces where I was building up the layers, I just felt really kind of relaxed and sleepy. So the name just came to me.
Well, listening to it, it does have a sense of sleepiness along there, but it certainly builds up as the time progresses to be very, very challenging to the listener and saying, wake up, do something.
Yeah, definitely, yep.
Do you have any advice for any young people who might be considering becoming musicians?
Go for it. Yeah, just keep working. It takes a lot of dedication and there's a fair bit of soul searching, and it can be difficult at times, but if you just stick to what you know, stick to what you love, and just keep going, then it's very, very rewarding.
Whether that be performing or teaching or composing.
Yep.
Do you find that your students have particular ideas in mind about where they want to end up? Whether it be performers or composers, or do they want to do the lot?
They're different. There's, you know, I do teach some very young musicians, so they don't yet know where they might take things. Yeah, but the older ones tend to have more of a drive in one particular area than the others. Just kind of love it all.
That's good. That's Rex, Belinda.
Okay.
Rex is our studio dog,
mm-hmm,
that tells us when a message has arrived. And we've got a couple of messages that have arrived. And Paul's going to tell us what they are. Paul.
We received a message from Donna Frock and Sibylla Deluxe up in Eagle Hawk.
Oh, thank you for
must be listening online. Thanks very much for writing in. They're saying that they're having a great time listening to the show this evening. And also, they're our fab and innovative guest, with a big kiss as well. And then there was a follow-up message as well from Donna Frock, just saying Belinda is an amazing, progressive and courageous musician.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
Do you see yourself as amazing and courageous?
No.
Progressive?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, there's obviously at least one person out there who sees you in those formats, amazing, progressive and courageous.
Mm,
so keep up
pretty
the great
nice
work.
Thank you.
We're going to have another listen to some more of music from the La Sortie album. And I reckon we might have a listen to the Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Any stories behind these tracks?
Well, I had a studio up at the Abbotsford Convent once, and that's where I wrote this song, The Sisters of Mercy. And I guess that's where the name came from. You could feel a lot of entities in that building. So I was joined by the sisters.
So we will hear a few entities in this piece.
Yeah.
The Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues starts on Friday, November 3, runs through to Sunday, November 5. It's always a great weekend of jazz and blues. Lo Rez is performing in the St. Pat's Hall, a nice little hall up there, yeah. Late on the Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5pm, just in time for dinner. And the entire program is available at wangarattajazz.com. For more information about Belinda Woods in particular and all her projects, you can check out belindawoods.com.au. And, of course, for Wangaratta, wangarattajazz.com. Belinda, thank you so much for joining us here in studio on Bent Notes tonight. We look forward to seeing and hearing you up in Wangaratta with both Slipper and Lo Rez. And, of course, we look forward to having you back in studio at some time in the near future.
That'd be great, yeah.
Thanks Belinda. Let's have a listen to The Sisters of Mercy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.